Welcome back to Better at Everything, a no-bullshit, absolutely practical self-help show for anyone who feels stuck. Today's episode is the last one in our series on agency with Paul Napper and Tony Rao. We'll hear them talk about how learning can build your agency. Agency is about being an active, intentional force in your own life, and it helps us adapt and take control of all our outside demands. So anything that expands our ability to learn also expands our personal agency. Learning gives us the knowledge to be more confident and more effective in even the most stressful situations. We'll start this episode with a story about Tony and Paul's good friend, Michelle. Keep listening and get better at everything.
We're going to tell you a story about someone we know really well named Michelle. She wanted one day, for whatever reasons, to just sort of explore if she could draw. And she started to immerse herself in it. You know, she got a couple of books. She told me that she eventually decided to sign up for a class, which kind of took some nerve, she said, because she went in there and a lot of people had already been doing this for a long time. She felt a little self-conscious too. Weeks led to months. It's been a couple of years now, and she's explored painting. She's become terrific, and it's completely changed her life. You know, she's really exploring this part of herself that I think had been dormant for many, many years.
She's a psychologist and very intellectual person, so very much in her head most of the time. And she just long had this desire to explore this other part of herself, which led her to take a chance.
I mean, we're telling you about Michelle because we really do think that she exemplifies what positioned self as learner is, one of our principles of gaining agency is.
The idea of positioning yourself as a learner involves very actively positioning yourself to learn new things, both from trusted resources and from other people in your life. The reason it says position yourself as a learner is because you need to actually actively do that. It's not about simply learning when you happen to bump into something and you have no choice, but it's actively positioning yourself to learn as you go through your life. This is what creates and enhances your level of agency.
If you think about learning as absolutely core to who you are as a person, all of your knowledge, all of your relationships, all of your growth really depends on you being open-minded and being willing to tolerate sort of the steps and mistakes and frustrations it takes to just learn new things.
Remember that agency is your capacity to navigate in the world, to be a good agent for yourself, make good decisions, and take your life in the direction you want to take it. Without learning, there can really be no agency. So learning is central to agency.
And thinking about Michelle, she's a terrific example of this. She's very open-minded. She's not fearful to sort of step into something a little bit new. And she doesn't want to act sort of defensive, like she kind of knows all the answers to everything. She asks a lot of questions, and she listens really well. And we find that listening is one of the really important parts of the Position Yourself as a Learner chapter.
And this is an important point about learning and agency. Having a growth mindset, which means that you don't have a fixed sense of your capacity to learn, is really critical. Carol Dweck of Stanford pioneered this concept of having a growth mindset, and it's really fundamental to the whole idea of positioning yourself as a learner. In fact, none of us has a fixed capacity to learn. We can always learn more. We can always expand our ability to learn, but it just takes some focus and some of our attention to do that.
And I don't think there's anything more heartbreaking than when I meet kids or teens that are, they've already believed that they've maximized what they can learn on something, that you know, they're just, their belief is just keeping them from taking the next step. And that's part of that growth mindset idea. They come across something that feels difficult or they're frustrated and they just give up. They think, see, right there, I can't do it. And what they don't know is that if they just entered into the whole thing saying, I'm supposed to make mistakes, I'm supposed to have missteps and errors, that's just part of it, then they're shocked and surprised how far they can go.
So it's important to mention there are many different ways of learning. You can learn through study, through taking a class. You can learn through doing, from simply getting out there and trying something on your own. You can learn through other people.
Opportunities to position yourself as a learner aren't just going to happen at work or the school you're in. Those seem kind of obvious, but at every moment of the day, there's an opportunity for you to learn. You know, have this open mindset that you can actually learn something new from anyone you meet. It doesn't matter how small the moment is. If you just sort of become less defensive, just sort of give up feeling like you have to know the right answer, what you find is that you become a little bit more playful, a little bit more curious, as we were when we were kids. And let that part of you emerge.
Curiosity plays a large role. In fact, there's a large section in this chapter in the book about the importance of curiosity and how to let yourself be more curious. So I'm going to give you an example of someone I worked with who benefited from positioning himself as a learner. I had a client recently, very talented guy with a lot of experience and a really strong intellect. He was having an issue at work. People didn't want to work with him. He was being written off as arrogant, and he didn't quite understand this. Didn't understand why people saw him this way. To his way of thinking, he had great ideas, and he often got to the answers to solve problems faster than others. He said to me, out of frustration, he said, "So I'm seen as arrogant. How do I stop being arrogant? And is the problem with me, or is the problem with them? Why are they seeing me as arrogant? I'm not trying to be arrogant." He obviously had a degree of defensiveness in terms of how he was seeing himself in this, his role in this. So as we tried to focus on this problem, on the nature of the problem, we came up with some potential solutions. Instead of trying to help him by saying, stop being arrogant, I suggested that he position himself as a learner more in his interactions with other people in the company. This was actually something he could put into effect. He could simply start asking more questions of other people before sharing his own opinions. And he was able to put this into practice. And to his surprise, people started warming up to him more. People started wanting to work with him again. And it enabled him to have a level of influence that he did not have previously.
It also allowed him to collaborate more with the people that he really needed in order to bring his work and the company forward.
Absolutely. So as a leader, this enhanced his leadership agency. It gave a boost to his judgment, and it also increased his level of influence as a business leader.
I often see this in my office. It plays out a little bit differently. Often kids, teenagers will come in and their parents are saying, "Hey, see, he or she is not positioning themselves as a learner. What can we do?" But what parents don't realize is that actually they're the ones who are going to need to position themselves as a learner, because what often is the case is that people have different learning styles. And sometimes we're just trying to fit, you know, kids or all of us, even in jobs, into sort of the square peg round hole idea. So a lot of the time I'll work with parents on, look, let's find out how your child really learns, and maybe we can even change where they're going to school or the way in which they're learning in the classroom, and that can be a complete game changer for them.
The other point I'll make, connecting learning with agency, is that learning new things allows you to pursue your interests. Pursuing your interests allows you to become the person you really are, and that has a direct bearing on agency. Said differently, to fully realize yourself as the unique human being that you are it requires you to be able to pursue your interests and learn along the way as you pursue those interests. That is what agency is all about.
And don't stop asking questions. We find that if you ask a question, don't accept just the first answer or and only one answer is all truth, because often, you know, the answer leads to other questions and sort of begin to become more curious and bring that part back to you. When I have adults that I'm working with in the office, and they seem a bit stuck, I'll ask them, when you were younger, like, what kind of toys did you play with? What sorts of things did you like? Tell me some of the friendships you had when you really, things and people you really, really loved. And it gets them remembering back to a time when they were a lot more passionate and interested in the world. And then we can take those threads and we can kind of move them to being, positioning themselves more as learners now so they can move their agency forward.
So think about one or two things that you may have always had an interest in and just haven't pursued. What are those things? How might you pursue those things, or at least one of them, in the next month?
What are you waiting for? You might as well just start now. I mean, you've been listening to us talk about it, so you're learning. You're already a learner.
This is the last episode in our season about agency. You can find out more about positioning yourself as a learner from Paul and Tony's new book, The Power of Agency. To learn more about how to take back your personal agency, visit powerofagency.com. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed this season, leave a rating and review on your podcast app. Please hit subscribe to stay updated on future seasons.